This morning, we're going to do our monthly testimony time. And rather than just kind of open it up for people to share the stories of their lives, we want to take some of this time to break you into smaller groups to be able to share. So this is your warning. That's about to happen. You don't have to share. So you are allowed at any time, like when it comes to be your turn, you're welcome just to say, you know, I'd like to pass at this time. And we will not judge, because you never know why someone's passing. They may be going through something that's really painful and just don't feel like talking about it right now. So we're not gonna push people. Anything that gets shared in these breakouts needs to remain private. So if somebody shares something, it needs to be private unless they give their permission for you to share it. There are two things that you can share. You can share one or you can share both. So thing number one is, what are you grateful for that you've seen God doing specifically in your life? So it can be around you somewhere, but it should be related to you. It shouldn't be something that you're grateful for that you have no connection to at all. These are things that we're actually seeing. So testimony, you know, is a courtroom term. It's what witnesses do. They give, you know, they tell the truth about the things that they've experienced or that they know firsthand. So this is a chance to talk about what you've seen or experienced that you're grateful for. The other thing that it's an opportunity for is to ask for prayer. If you're facing difficulty, if you have a need, if you're struggling in some area of life, that's totally normal. We all struggle. And B, this is your chance to actually ask people for prayer. So if somebody in your group shares a prayer need, pray for them right on the spot. Have, you know, as soon as they're done sharing, have somebody come and pray for them. I'm going to break you into breakouts right now. You'll have about 10 minutes to do this. I'm going to go ahead and break you up into groups now. This is your opportunity to share. You are not required to share. So if you would prefer to pass, you just don't feel like you have anything to say, it is okay to say, I just like to pass to the next person. All right. If you don't know each other, make sure you introduce yourselves. And if there's somebody new, make everybody feel welcome. I see we are repopulating now. I'm hoping that everybody is coming back from the breakouts. We're not done with testimonies yet. We're just changing our mode of testifying here. I wanted to make sure that everybody had a chance to say something if they wanted to, but we do have some time now for people to be able to give praise to God or to ask for prayer in this larger group. So nobody is required to do this, and you just had a chance to do it in a smaller group. But if there's something that you would like to praise God for in the entire congregation, this is the time that we want to invite you to do that. So if there's something that God has done in your life, something that you've seen, there was a church that I was on the staff of where we called the testimony time God sightings, like the places where you have seen God at work. Or if you just want to thank God for something, that would be fine. If you could let me know in the chat, we'll sort of cue people up that way. And then highlight you and give you a chance to share briefly with the congregation. So why don't we start with Rosie? Because if I'm understanding the chat, she'd like to go, and then we'll have Carol Lee. So can we spotlight Rosie? And Rosie, you can unmute.
Okay, go. Hello, everyone. I'm really in a difficult position, very scary to me. sleeping on the floor of mom's apartment and taking care of her peculiar, scary behavior. I was so pushed out of my comfort zone to see God in the morning and relax. But yesterday morning, I just opened my mouth and the words came in Bulgarian. So this is nothing that I could do by myself, because I'm so scared from mom. I'm so scared from her tongue and the way she speaks harshly towards Jesus. But I opened my mouth and it was Psalm 91, the end of it, in Bulgarian. So I'm so thankful that I don't have to perform. God does. I'll perform, actually. He actually outperforms everything in this house.
Wow.
Yeah. That's right. So praise the Lord. That's it.
Thanks, Rosie. Praise God. Why don't we actually pray for Rosie, and then we'll move to Carol Lee. Lord God, thank you for the ways that you're working in Rosie's life. And in this season where she's taking care of her mom and all of the challenges that come with that, we ask that you would fill her with your spirit, that you would fill her with love and with insight and with power to be able to serve in ways that go beyond her human capacity.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you that you love her mom even more than she does. And I pray that it would become an easy thing to entrust her to your care. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's go to Carol Lee.
I unmuted.
You're unmuted now.
Okay. I asked some people to pray, including my family and some friends, for a man I met in 2001, the first time I went to Rwanda. And he escaped the genocide from the Congo to Rwanda during the genocide in Rwanda. And I put him through university and he's become a social worker, and he works for an NGO that goes out when there's a rebel conflict and rescues the people that are being attacked by the rebels, and sometimes literally physically on their backs carries them to safety. And he was in the bush with a bunch of refugees that he and some others had rescued. And he didn't think he'd be getting home till November. And so we were praying for his safety because there were rebels all around. And he sent me, I told him I had people pray, and he sent me a message. Thank you, Mama. Your prayers are strong. We got a surprise, and the surprise was he was allowed. His boss just came to him and said, I'm sending you home. And he had to walk down a mountain for 2 days and then grab a truck and then get close to his home and then walk for about 3 hours in the dark to get home. But he got home safely to his wife and his 6 children. I don't know if this will come up on the screen. Okay, there's his wife and 6 kids. And he goes back tomorrow. But I mean, it was a miracle that he got home safely because it was all through rebel territory. And tomorrow he's on the trek back and we'll get to the mountain and have to go up the mountain through rebel territory again. But he was just praising God that he could get home and said, thank you for all the prayers. So praise God for a man.
Amen. Praise God. All right. We are going to go over to Julie. Can we highlight her? Maybe I can do that.
Okay.
You're on.
Okay. I would like to praise the Lord because 3 weeks ago I couldn't even walk. I was so very, very, very sick. Even Evan saw me on the on the Zoom, and she said, go back to bed. And I couldn't even walk. Anyways, I was taking 4 pills a day, then I took some more pills, and nothing happened. So my former pastor, Pastor Judy, prayed for me, and she told me to keep praying to Jesus. And I keep praying all day. And the next day, I was feeling so well. And since then, I instead taking 4 pills, I'm taking only 1 in the morning, and I'm good for the whole day. Praise the Lord. And I'm not taking any more ibuprofen or any more Tylenol. So I'm taking 1 pill a day, and that's all. And I'm feeling great, thanks be to God. Like I told everybody, Jesus healed 2,000 years ago. He healed today, and he will forever heal. He's our healer, our provider. He's my provider. Like I said to Oma, I don't have millions, but I always have money for my bills, for my needs. I always have what I need. So he's my provider. He's our provider. He's our healer. And he's our peace. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Thanks, Julie. Okay, we're going to go over to Shannon. And I think Shannon is going to be the last for the morning. So Shannon, you are up.
Hello, everyone. Is it working?
Just go ahead. We'll get you.
Okay. So I'm a MDiv student at Regent. I just finished my first year, and I keep getting A's, which definitely is God being a part of the process, because I've never been an A student. So that's been one way he's been encouraging me, and that I'm in the right place, and it's that's been from him, and I praise him for that. But over the summer, in the last couple of weeks, the grades from the summer classes have been coming in, and I got my first B+. And I am a little bit of a recovering overachiever, so I know that it's good for me to say, praise God, I got a B+, and move on with my life. But I knew the TA's judgment didn't seem right to me. So I had to discern whether or not it was right for me to use my voice and speak up for myself and approach the TA, or whether or not it was right for me to just accept the B+ and move on with my life. But I felt like the Lord was showing me it was the right thing to use my voice and say, I think that this needs a reevaluation. And the TA got back to me saying he wanted to turn in that particular assignment to the professor and let the professor weigh in. So I needed to wait for him, the professor, to give an evaluation. So then I waited a few more days, and then the professor, but that was a little nerve wracking because I didn't know if maybe it would be worse than a B+. I don't know. But the professor got back to me, and it was the most encouraging email. He said, "This is outstanding work. I'm giving you an A. So for me, the thing that was a victory and a praise was I wasn't happy that I got an A. I was happy that I discerned this is the right time to use my voice and approach someone about it. And I was also, I rightly discerned the difference between, is it right for me to accept the B or to use my voice? And so just the fact that those minuscule moments of discerning the right path forward, when we ask for wisdom, God does give it. And those steps are an important part of our growth as people. So I just wanted to give praise to God for that and for the A. It's always nice.
Well, praise God, Shannon. Celebrating with you both for being able to speak up, but also I like A's, so I'm good with that. All right. I'm rereading the order of service here and realizing I was probably a little quick on the trigger there. If anybody else has a testimony they'd like to share or has a prayer request, something that you're in need or there's a struggle, a challenge in your life, we'd be glad to pray for that. So I'm going to leave just a moment here for people to respond in the chat. And if there is someone else, we do have time. So.
Hi, Barry. It's Anne here.
Okay, Anne.
I want to just give God thanks for the desert we've been going through, which has been very difficult, I feel, for me personally. But through it all, the Lord has been teaching me about giving. And mainly right now, it was in my thinking was giving my tithes each month out of my check. And then the Lord was saying to me something about like when I have been given more to give out of my to give offerings as well. And so I've obeyed in that just recently, and I just want to thank God for bringing me forward in spite of the desert that I know is still at work in my life.
Amen. Thank you, Anne. I really appreciate your sharing that encouragement and reminder. Looks to me like Dan's son might be ready. Dan, am I reading you correctly? Are you up?
Am I on?
There you go.
Hello. I think I just got a sense that when you said prayer and if anyone would like prayer, I was just wondering how you, Barry, Michelle, and Kim are doing, and also Sarah, and how our leadership is doing, and how can we be praying for you with the changing seasons and lots going on.
Okay. Glad to share briefly about that. I know that there are people praying for us, and we appreciate that. The COVID season creates all kinds of restrictions and decisions that have to get made, and it's put a certain amount of pressure on our staff and board and elders that isn't normally present. So we'd be very glad for you to continue to pray for us and for all of the things that keep coming up. We are entering a season where there's going to be some significant review of our systems and vision and the ways that we articulate our mission. All of you will be invited to give some input into that eventually, but just so you know, it's on the way. So please pray for us in the midst of all this. I think a lot of people think of the COVID season as eventually it's going to end and then we're just going to go back to the way that it used to be. And I've been doing a fair amount of reading and am convinced that that's not true. It may be a while before things ever sort of switch back out of a COVID season. And secondly, even when they switch back, we won't be going back. We'll be going forward because some of the changes will become permanent. So would very much appreciate your prayers in the midst of that. And the staff are currently working, or the pastors anyway, are currently working at 70% their normal hours. At least that's what they're supposed to be doing. So I think some are definitely going beyond their appointed hours. But you can pray for us in the midst of that. I think it's as much pressure on us as it is on all of you. So thanks for that good question, Dan. Appreciate it.
Barry?
Yes.
Barry, it's Monica here. Could we just take a moment right now? Dan, would you mind praying for the leadership and the pastors?
Yes.
Thank you.
Barry, just one more question if we have maybe two more minutes. How do you feel? Do you feel spiritually oppressed? Do you feel worried? Do you feel anxious with, I guess what I've heard is like, as a formal figure, you gave an answer, but as a person talking to a person. I didn't quite hear how you were doing and mm-hmm. or how Kim and Michelle were doing. We're just wondering, like, yeah, what is your heart saying? Is it saying lies? Is it saying truth? Are you worried? Are you anxious? Are you feeling spiritually oppressed? And because I just wanted to pray into those things if that is the case.
Sure. So I think I always feel spiritual warfare. There's someone that's working against us, right? Somebody who is trying to divide us, trying to discourage us, trying to deceive us. And, you know, what I would love to say is, you know, man of faith that I am and standing on the word of God, I don't have those problems. The real truth is that it's probably a daily challenge to hold on to the truth. That God loves us, that he has called us, that he has plans for this church, and that despite the restrictions or the difficulties of moving forward in the mission, God is not hindered. God wants to do things, and he wants to do them through us. So definitely pray, because I think I get discouraged, and I think on our staff team, we haven't had as much communication as we have in the past. We're having fewer staff meetings trying to compensate for those hours, but then that produces its own problems of lack of communication and such. So like I said, definitely be praying for us. It's a challenging season. Mm-hmm.
For sure. I can pray. Monica, and I don't know if someone wants to close or if you just want me to just pray and that's it. But anyways, I'll just go ahead. Father God, we pray a blessing over Barry, over Michelle, over Kim, over Sarah. We thank you for God, we're thankful for them, Lord. God, we're thankful that they signed up for things without really knowing how things will end up with COVID and with shifting of our leaderships outside of the formal hired leadership. God, just so many things are changing, and this isn't exactly the job that they signed up for. But God, we thank you that they continue to stick to it, and they're continuing to try to be faithful to you, Lord. Continue to show up every day when things feel hard at times. And God, we thank you for their faithfulness and their steadfastness to serve your people, Lord. God, we pray that it is a challenge to declare that you are good and you are faithful and you are present with us when our circumstances tell us otherwise. But God, you have told us that we shouldn't be walking by sight, but we should be walking by faith, Lord, that even when circumstances say one thing, we can declare your truth and we can see you in your eyes, and you can show us your beauty, your majesty, your glory. You can show us what we're working for, what we're working towards. And that is to invite you amongst our city, amongst us, so that your kingdom will come and your will be done on this place. God, we just pray that Phil, Michelle, Kim, Barry's heart, and Sarah, for the work that they do, for the spiritual leadership that they are bearing on their shoulders, Lord. God, we pray that we as a church can also support them in envisioning what the next season will come, what the next season will look like, and try to envision what your will for us is as Redemption Church. Lord, who are we as Redemption Church in this city, Lord? God, give us your dreams, give us your vision, because I'm convinced that there's much more that we can be doing. There's much more that you want us to do, and there's much more that will come when we enter into your presence and when we truly and honestly ask, God, what do you want to do among us? God, there's so much blessing that you want to impart on us as a church and onto Barry, Michelle, Kim, and Sarah. God, we just pray that we don't miss the mark, that we see you for who you are, Lord, that we can cast aside everything that hinders us from chasing you as a church, Lord. And God, we just pray abundant blessing over Michelle, Barry, Kim, and Sarah again. In Jesus' name.
Amen.